Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You know how with the NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, games are on so many different services, you know, whether it's regular TV or it's Amazon Prime or it's Apple TV Plus. Like, there's so many different ways to get the sports.
Yes.
And so it can be confusing. Like, you almost forget, like, oh, it's Thursday Night Football. Where do I get it again? Is it Amazon Prime? Is it ESPN? Like, you almost forget. I discovered something last night that the NFL has that no other sport has. And I do think it's a game changer. If you go to the NFL app, which you can download on your smart TV, and you use your credentials for all those different services, you can watch every football game on the NFL app. So, like, for example, last night, I went to go watch Ravens-Dolphins, and it says, oh, scan in your ID for Amazon Prime. I do that. I'm watching the game. Over the weekend, same thing with Fox or CBS. Just use your provider or whatever you get that accesses it. So in my case, it's DirecTV Stream. Put my credentials in. Boom, it's there. Everything. So, like, as long as you put your info in, you can go to one place to watch football games, the NFL app. I never knew that until last night.
So if you have... What if you, but you have to have Amazon Prime, Amazon Video, right?
Correct. You have to have all the services so that it's not like it's a cheat code. It's just, it's easier
to
access
it. So instead of going to Amazon and searching for the NFL or, I don't know, Netflix and searching for the NFL.
Correct.
You just go to NFL app and then put in your Netflix or Amazon credentials.
Correct. And so you can always go, like, this is my new go-to now. When I'm watching a football game, I don't have to overthink it. All I've got to do is go to the NFL app, and as long as I'm logged in with all these different things, I can watch it all in the same place. And to me, that was a big deal. Did you know that, Sean?
No, but can I pour a little cold water?
No, well, before you continue, this is so typical you, all right? Your first response is to admit you didn't know it. But
no,
now
because,
you're about to tell me why it's no big deal. Go ahead.
Because what you're describing is so complicated. Because when I get
home... It's not complicated!
Hold on, Evan. Evan, when I get home off the train last night, I hit two buttons. The power button on my TV, and I click OK on Amazon. And the first thing, because it's on live, that pops up on Amazon is, click this button, and you got the football game.
Right.
Now you're asking me to go to the NFL app, and then I'm going... Okay, bleep@gmail.com.
Only once. As long as you log in, you're set forever. So you just have to do it once, like you did initially to sign into your Amazon Prime account. It's the same thing.
So then why wouldn't I just click Amazon Prime? It's already locked in.
Because sometimes we forget where games are. Or
okay, all right.
Or if it's a football Sunday, I'm going from that game to this game. And I could be wrong about this. I'm going to double confirm it on Sunday. I think you could even log into your YouTube account and do the same thing with Sunday football, like with the Sunday ticket. So I think it's all encompassing that every game is on the NFL app as long as you sign in with your proper credentials, which, by the way, and the only reason
Does
I thought you think it's...
geolocate you?
What do you mean?
So it, so if you're, if so, I don't know, say you're traveling.
Right.
And you have the NFL app on your iPad and you want to watch the Giant game, but you're in Denver. Is it going to geolocate you and not give you the local game?
My assumption would be then you would have to use the NFL ticket to get the game.
Yeah.
So again, you have to have all the different services. I'm not saying you don't. I'm saying it makes it easier to have it all in one place. And I remember, Sean, we talked about this with baseball, that that would be so convenient because with the Yankees, it's so confusing from Amazon Prime to Yes Network to Apple TV Plus. So I get that football is a little bit more rigid, maybe easier to remember. Like we're so trained, hey, it's Thursday, no big deal. But with the Yankees, it gets confusing. So I hope the other sports follow this because it's a great model. Oh, thank you. You're with me.
No, I'm with you on the other sports. The NFL I find very easy because it's once a week, but I get what you're saying. Also, I have to realize that I'm the pig that sits there with everything. It's probably easier for other people just to have the NFL app. I get that.
And think about this, all right? We watch every game, right? The NFL, we watch every Thursday night game, Monday night game. Even I, who try to remember everything, last night when I sat down, I did have that thought of, what is it on again?
Really?
Yes! I'm not 100% trained to
on
know
Thursdays?
What channels...
Thursdays, you're not used to just clicking Prime?
Were you tiki? Did you, like, without even thinking, no, up Amazon Prime?
Only because when I turn on my TV in my living room, all the apps pop up, and it's just, it's always promoting the football game.
See, there you go. That doesn't even count.
I never don't see football up there. Whether it's Monday night, whether it's Thursday night, there's Sunday, there's always football that they're promoting. And so it was easy for me just to go, oh, okay, click. It just, it was easy.
So he got reminded, which means he didn't remember. Thank you, Tiki. So basically, you're on my side.
Well, I mean, I knew they were playing. I just
We know they were playing, but we forget that you forget the services. And definitely Sundays, because they've completely changed the AFC-NFC rule that used to occur with Fox and CBS. So that one I certainly don't know.
Yes, because Sunday Giants are CBS and Paramount.
See, how weird is that? Think about that. Yeah, right. The Giants are playing the Niners on CBS. On what planet does that make sense?
Well, it makes sense when doing the throwback week. I mean, an old school Giants, Niners, the uniforms, CBS used to have Fox. I think.
Yeah,
I mean,
how long ago was that, though, Sean?
I mean, I was five, so a very long time ago.
Exactly. That's my point. Anyhow, real quick before we get back to your calls. As you know, we followed this very closely here on Evan and Tiki. Carl Banks had some really critical comments of Dexter Lawrence, and then Dexter Lawrence responded, and then Carl Banks responded, and then Brian Daboll responded. I thought Andre Patterson, the defensive line coach of the New York Giants, who said a lot about the criticisms, made a very interesting point about Dexter Lawrence's season. Take a listen.
Like I told him, he's his own worst enemy, and this is what I mean by this, okay? Last year, he had 9 sacks, okay? And I had Deion look this up for me, okay? The last true nose guard in the National Football League to end up with 10 sacks was in the 1980s. The last true nose guard was in the 1980s. The last true nose guard to end up with 9 in a season was in the 1990s. So what he did last year was unreal. Now, is he still striving to go out there and try to achieve those goals? Yes, but it's hard to do from where he plays. That's the honest truth. He's not a 3 technique that gets one-on-ones. He's trapped right in the middle, and he made a name for himself. So that's what he has to deal with. So I get people look at the numbers and saying he's not playing to the numbers that he had last year. That part of it is true, but that does not mean he's not playing well.
How do you respond to that, T?
No, I mean, Andre's right. He's dead on it. What Dexter did a year ago is absurd. And, you know, a couple years before that, he had 4 sacks. And it's hard because almost as a center, as a nose guard on the center, you're always going to be helped against. I mean, as soon as especially because if you're think about the tilt on Dexter Lawrence. So if his butt is facing to the left, that guard on the left side, his left side, the offensive right, is always going to help on him. And so even if it is man coverage, there's a hand that's protecting that side to that center. And so it's difficult. But with that being said, It's the impact. It's the effort. It's those things that we used to see over and over and over and over again. Him really fighting through those single blocks that made us go like, man, he's a problem. Like he's hurrying things up, even though he's not. You know, the numbers aren't showing up for him. And so, to me, part of it was being in playing shape. That was definitely evident early. And now it's probably just getting used to all of the different things that Shane Bowen has him doing. Because I know Andre Patterson's saying he's a nose tackle, but you see him line up as a three technique. You see him line up in different spots. He's not just solely on the center anymore. And, you know, that might be something he's getting used to.
Here's what makes arguing about a defensive player, offensive line too, but in this case, a defensive player's performance so complicated in the NFL. Mm-hmm. I will equate it to arguing about a player's defense in Major League Baseball. There's no definitive way to really prove that you're right, yeah, because a lot of it is just watching and feeling. Yeah. And so whenever you debate someone's defense in baseball, we try with these metrics, we try to say, well, he has saved this amount of outs or whatever metric defensively you want to look at, right? Football's kind of the same way. Like, obviously, he's right about the sacks. And, like, judging him squarely on, well, he had 9 sacks last year, only has a half a sack this year, this means he sucks. Obviously, that's flawed logic, and I think we all accept that. But then how do you describe or how do you define the lack of disruptiveness he's had? And then how do you even make your point? Like, even PFF, they try. It's not perfect. Like, mm-hmm. I could sit here and tell you his PFF score this year compared to last year, but is that the end all be all?
No, so, it's not. But at least PFF, they're watching. It's a subjective evaluation based on a handful of eyes they're on each individual player. It's labor intensive, but sometimes even labor intensiveness gets lazy. You know what I mean?
So, right. It's not perfect.
It's not ideal. It's not. It's never going to be perfect.
And like even here's the other thing that really made me laugh. So Carl's criticism came from the idea that, hey, they're not respecting you because you're not seeing as many double teams.
By the way,
right?
That was the only thing that was offensive because it was wrong. He is seeing the same amount of double teams or maybe 5% less.
That's the thing. So he says he's not seeing as many double teams. You double check at least one game and say, hey, it was right around the same number. It was about 68%. Mm-hmm. Last year, he saw 75%. And Andre Patterson did the same thing. He's like, look, I watched the tape. He got doubled on 29 of 40 snaps. Now, you do the math, that's 75%.
Right.
But that also is deceptive because if he comes over late, is it a double team? Like, yeah. How do we define double teams?
No, exactly right. It's hard to double. It's hard to... So what I was just describing to you where a guard is not blocking Dexter Lawrence specifically, but he's got his hand on him, is that a double team?
Right.
To me, it is, because if Dex gets loose from that center, that guard is going to stop looking out to help the tackle, and he's going to go down and block Dex. So it's the essence of a double team, even if it's not a true double team. But that doesn't mean that, you know, it still means that Dexter Lawrence has to find a way to show up on tape and be disruptive. And I think when you start saying things like teams don't respect him, I think you're like undercutting the argument that he's not being impactful, because he's not being impactful, but it's not because teams aren't respecting him.
I expect Sean Morash to go to the Giants game with me on Sunday sporting his Dexter Lawrence jersey. Mm. Is that what you plan on doing?
So it's funny you say that, Evan. I have two jerseys already laid out because this is how much I get ahead of things right now. One is Dexter Lawrence for that reason, but I keep going back to, I got my Mark Bavaro old school throwback, and I feel like I'm supposed to be wearing that on a day the Giants are going to be wearing the legacy uniforms.
No. Completely disagree with you. I'm giving you my opinion. As someone who will be sitting next to you at this game, I think that this is the day to show support for one of your own. Mark Bavaro's not helping you win on Sunday.
I know what I'm going to do. I know what I'm going to do.
Are you going to tell us? Or are you going to?
Yeah. I'm going to wear the Dexter Lawrence jersey in. I'm going to pop by that Mega Giants team store on the way in. And right. I'm going to see if they have any legacy Carl Banks jerseys. And if Dexter Lawrence sucks, I make the switch at halftime and I put on my Carl Banks jersey. That's the game plan. That's the game plan. And I do have to get in there early, Evan. Have you noticed what else Sunday is? I'm getting very excited now to go to the game with you.
Oh, God. I have to get there early, too. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Oh, yes, you do.
Why? I'm going to ride Sean.
It's Phil Simms bobblehead day.
Are you serious?
Yep. The first 25,000 in that building get a Phil Simms bobblehead.
You know what? You are speaking my language. Because if there is anything
We're going to a bobblehead day, baby!
if there's anything that's going to get me to show up early, is a bobblehead. Because I will be so annoyed, Tiki, if I'm person number 28,000
right.
and I don't get my damn bobblehead.
Well, Sean's got to go early anyways because he's coming from the island and it's the New York City Marathon. By the way, good luck to all the 50,000+ runners, including my two buddies, Adam and Jeremy, that are running this weekend because the New York City Marathon is disruptive for travel.
Yeah,
can't wait. I cannot wait to navigate that. I might be better off running the marathon and finishing it MetLife.
To get across the city? You might be right, dude.
That may be the best advice. Let's go to Diego, who is calling from East Meadow. Good afternoon, Diego.
Hey, boys. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, sir.
Couple of callers ago, someone had mentioned that you have to look at the season differently because of the Cam Scottabo injury. I'm just tired of giving Brian Daboll excuses, and I get it. Like, he was the lifeline of the team, but remember going back to the Hard Knocks days, they don't value the running back position as a premium position. Whatever they were getting from Cam this year was a nap, and I don't think they factored him in to be the star that he was. And the second point, it's more of a question for Tiki. There was an interesting stat. I was trying to find it on Twitter, but they were showing the success plays of Jackson Dart, and it was like some kind of percentage, like how much was it because of actual play calling and scheme, and how much was it just instinct, ability, and all that. So like, I don't know how much the coach, like, that's not really coaching, that's instinct and, you know, just this playmaker mentality.
Right. There's two ways to be successful with an offensive play. You just scheme guys so that's they're wide open, or you just have exceptional athletes and or quarterbacks, in this case, as he was referring to, who just make plays happen. I think the third down, who was that one to? It was to Theo Johnson, I believe, where he just it was all screwed up. He's scrambling left, and he just floats this looper over top of the defense perfectly into Theo Johnson's hands. He gets a first down. That wasn't the play call. The play call contributed to it because he's running away from the defender, and that was the advantage that was schemed. But the play was made by Jackson Dart's instincts. And so who does that credit go to? And the percentage, I would guess it's a heavier percentage towards Jackson Dart's playmaking than it is necessarily towards the schematics, except for when you get in the red zone. And I think in the red zone, you got to give Mike Kafka the credit for completely flipping around what was, for the last 2 years, an anemic red zone offense.
That's how specific we are trying to get in determining if Brian Daboll should come back.
Yeah.
How much credit does he even get for Jackson Dart's success? And I admit, in this case, I'm a very simple man. I'm a simpleton. And that is, you got to win.
Just win.
You got to win football games.
I agree with you, Evan. As much as I can break it all that stuff down, to me, it's about winning. It doesn't matter. Just win.
That's it. And if that, and the, where it gets complicated, I do admit, this is where we'll all probably disagree with each other, is what the specific number has to be. Mm. And I don't even know if there is one yet. I think at the end of the year, as this season goes on, you'll almost feel it and you'll know. Like, if they end up with 6 wins, I could certainly see you being on the side of not enough and me saying, yeah, I'm good. I was good. 6 wins. That's good.
Yeah, probably the opposite. Those were 6 good wins. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's kind of, look, his 2 wins right now are good wins, like very good wins. The problem is there's at least 3 really bad losses.
One of the reasons I hate the 17-game schedule, I do not like the 17-game schedule, is I don't like having a halfway point. I think it's annoying. I think it's obnoxious. Like, I love at game 81 of a baseball season to say, hey, times everything by 2. This is your pace. Same thing in the NBA. You know, you get to game 41, halfway point. And now that we play an uneven amount of games, we can't do that. The Giants are at what I like to call the old halfway point, right? They're 2-6.
Yes.
So they are on a 4-12 pace. Now, what does that mean for 17 games? Is that 5-12? Is that 4-13? Do we just act like gamblers and say 4.5? I don't know the exact number, but here's what I do know. That's not enough.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I know.
Right.
That's not good enough. Let's go to Jeff in Randolph, New Jersey. What's shaking today, Jeff?
How you doing, guys? Longtime Giant fan. Really enjoy your show. Tiki, you were the best.
Thank you, man.
I am in the let's keep Daboll another year unless something just gets crazy over the next 9 games. And here's why. If I'm John Mara, I have said I don't want to screw up another quarterback. So let's give Dable another year not to screw up Jackson Dart. And I think it's very clear that something's got to change in the defense. And he made that very clear at the end of last season too. The defense should have been the defense should have taken on these games that they've lost and made a difference, and they didn't. Dable's got to make a change and give him another year on the offense. It's that simple.
Yeah, we had this conversation a couple of days ago, and I think even going back into last week, Evan, about the defensive coordinator and the defensive responsibilities and who is that? Who does that ultimately fall upon? And if you do start to say, well, Shane Bowen's just not the guy, the guys are distrustful of him, he's not putting them in the right spots to excel, can Dabes fire a defensive coordinator and then survive it again? Because that's what happened. You know,
that's what I find very challenging, because that would mean...
I agree. And it's like a general manager hiring three coaches. You know what I mean?
Yes. Sean Marks. I'm sorry. I had something in my throat. I apologize.
I think I heard Sean something or other.
I don't know.
Maybe he was talking about you, Morash, but
yeah, could have been.
Something like that.
I think that, Sean, can you do more research? Because we've given Sean Morash a little bit of research today, including telling us his losing streak of going to Giant games, which he has still not supplied us. Well, you have that ready, by the way?
Yeah, I've had it ready for an hour. You still haven't asked.
An hour? We've only been on the air for an hour and 15 minutes. You've had it for that long?
Yeah.
Yes. Before I get to the other research question involving defensive coordinators and losing seasons, how many consecutive in-person games have you seen the Giants lose at?
So it is only four.
Not bad.
Not bad. I didn't realize, I forgot I went to a game that they beat Washington on a Darren Waller touchdown versus Sam Howell 2 or 3 years ago. But the problem is they're 1-8-1 in the last 10 games I've been to. So not
good. Wow. Wow, that is horrific.
That goes back. Wow. I went to 2 wins in 2016. So from 2017 on, I've been to 10 Giant games. They're 1-8-1. The only win being a forgettable 14-7 win over Washington.
Well, the good news is you're going with me, and I have never seen the New York Football Giants lose a regular season or postseason game in person. An undefeated 3-0. So
if they win, do we hug? You going to hug me if we win?
I'll give you I'm going to be happy for you. Like, I know you and Tiki like to say, I don't like the Giants. It's not true. Okay. I hope you guys win. I got nothing but love.
All right, so we'll hug and then immediately start talking World Series with everybody behind us. That's the way we're going.
Well, here's the other thing. Every time you do something good, like, let's say there's a touchdown, I expect to be in the high five area. Like, I don't think I should just be ignored. Like, I'm rooting for the New York Football Giants. I'm not going there rooting for Mac Jones, that dweeb. I'm rooting for you guys, so we can do high fives.
I also forgot to tell you, I know you're going to film me. There's something else you don't know about me at games. I'm big on pointing for first downs. So every time there's a first down, I'm full on extension. So
yeah, my plan, because I care about the radio audience, is that I am going to try to record every second of the game with him. And then obviously I'll do some careful editing Sunday night and pull some of my favorite moments to play the next day on the air, because that was wildly successful when I did it at the Yankee elimination game.
Okay. So just be ready. Sometimes I do full arm, then I do the Ike Hilliard little point. I do that all day long, all right?
I don't like Jackson Dart.
Do you need to sit to my left or to my right, or does it not matter?
It doesn't matter. It depends on the direction that we're going.
All right, next question. And this is the research I want you to do, because Tiki was talking about it. Our last caller brought it up. If the New York Giants allow Brian Daboll to return for another year, which I guess would be his fifth year, if my math is correct.
Yeah, 22, fifth year
23,
option.
24, 25. Yep. Crazy. And he gets to hire another defensive coordinator, that would mean he would have more defensive coordinators than winning seasons. How many head coaches have ever pulled that off?
I'm going to do the research, but where do I even begin on that?
I know. That's tough one.
I don't know.
Good luck. That's a real tough one.
It's a tough one, but you have to admit, it's kind of interesting. Like, how many guys get one winning season and get to hire three freaking defensive coordinators? Like, when does that happen?
That's rare. That is rare. Sports, you know, Sports Talk on WFN is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Now, what was your point before you tried to interrupt Tiki's beautiful read? Go. Yes.
That I did the research. The answer is zero. So
you've already done the research? No,
that
haven't.
That was quick.
I'm going to go with the zero and then hope that Dan corrects me. That's where I'm going with it.
Dan is a loyal listener who sends me, like, constant information. By the way, he sent me, and I don't know if the kid responded, but he sent me the Instagram account of the high school kid who was orchestrating the plane to fly overhead at MetLife Stadium on Sunday. If you're not aware of this or just tuning in, we talked about this very late in the show yesterday, but there's a high school kid who actually funded to have a plane fly over MetLife Stadium that's going to say, Mr. Mara, please clean house. And we talked about it yesterday. Tiki doesn't like it. Sean doesn't like it. And I don't really care. I'm just more admiring the fact that it's a freaking teenager who's doing it. And I said to Tommy, can you book him? And Tommy was like, well, how the hell am I going to find this guy's information? Before we were done even having the conversation, this Dan, who listens to the show religiously, sent me his Instagram account. So I know, Sean, you don't like this kid, but you're putting the show above that. And you did reach out to him and, you know, communicate. Did he ever write back to you?
He blew me off, and I was very transparent about it.
Well, what did you say?
I just said, hey, I know you're doing this. Evan Roberts of WFAN is very supportive of it. Full disclosure, I'm not. We'd like to kind of debate it on the air, and he's completely stiff-armed.
You didn't need to. Mm. Why did you need to put that in?
Because I don't feel like it's...
You don't want
all,
him to be blindsided.
Don't want him to be blindsided. He's a 16-year-old kid. Here's what we didn't factor in, Evan, to be honest with you. He's a 16-year-old kid on Halloween afternoon and evening on a Friday. I'm guessing the last thing he was doing was probably joining us.
Interesting. You think at 16 years old, you're still trick-or-treating? Is that the observation you're making?
It's not trick-or-treating.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
It's QB week. Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, Minnesota's J.J. McCarthy, and Arizona's Kyle Murray are all expected to be back in action for each of their squads after missing time with injury.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Treating this kid's egging houses. I mean, if he's trying to get coaches fired, he's probably beating people with flour socks today. What do you think he's doing?
We are moving the clocks tomorrow night, okay? It is the end of daylight savings time. We go back to, I think it's called standard whatever time. And so we gain an hour, right? So we gain an extra hour this weekend, which everybody loves, but it also means it's going to get dark an hour earlier. So public service announcement, we're moving the clocks. Now, this is a very, we try not to talk politics too much, but this is a political issue. Should we make daylight savings time permanent? I know that the Senate and the Congress and the president have all talked about it. There's been some opining on it. I used to have one opinion. I have gone the other way because I did research. But before I give you my opinion, let's ask the well-informed Tiki Barber, are you okay with the clock movings or would you like a permanent time and that's it?
I'm okay with the clock moving. I think it keeps daylight where it should be. Because there'd be some parts that just would be ridiculously dark. Now, I know parts of the country or world deal with this. For instance, when we were in Iceland, it was daylight. So it never went dark. So it was day the entire, even in night, it was night.
If you're there in the spring, like in June.
Right, exactly. That's when we were, I think it was June or early July, whatever it was, we were there. But other parts, other times, it's dark the entirety of the day.
Right.
Which would be depressing. I like having a good branch of daylight.
The only way we can look at this fairly is us. Because you're right. There are different parts of the world where this just affects them a lot less.
Right.
Like, you go further south, it's less extreme in terms of how much sunlight you get in the spring versus how much darkness you get here in the fall and the winter. I was always a big fan of, let's just stop this. Let's go permanent daylight savings because I hate the fact that it's dark at 4 o'clock, which I still do. I don't like that it's dark at 4 o'clock. And so I used to be a big, let's make daylight savings time permanent. But the reason I agree with Tiki Barber and the reason why we I'm sorry, people, we have to realize that we have to do this annoying clock change is if we didn't do it, even though, yes, it'll stay bright till 5 instead of 4, what about the morning? Now your kids are at the bus and it's pitch black at 8 o'clock in the morning. We can't have that happen.
I agree with that.
It's an inconvenient necessity.
Yeah.
Is the way I view it. I never felt this way, but after I started to do the research on, okay, well, what would it look like on the other side? It looks worse on the other side.
Yeah, there was legislation introduced about this, the Sunshine Protection Act.
Yes.
2018.
Marco Rubio introduced it.
That's right. Senate passed a version in 2022, but it did not advance in the House. And so it's just kind of sitting there.
We got to kill the bill. I'm sorry. Right. We can't have... And Sean, I already can stereotype you. You're a big... We need more light daylight. We got to catch that daylight savings permanently. Am I right?
Yeah, I go the other way, and I think it actually affects kids the other way. There's nothing worse than getting home from school, and in 4 o'clock hour, it's completely dark. It's depressing. So,
what about waking them up and having them at a bus stop when it's pitch black?
I know that around my town, the high school bus comes at this time of year, and it is dark. I know that younger kids are a little different, but my personal feeling would be, man, you get home from school, kids, don't you want at least like a little extra time to be able, or like after school activity, something like that?
I mean, in theory, because of where we are, eventually that you're not going to want to be outside anyways because it's going to get cold.
So cold. That's true.
So then
that's
why are you fighting for sunlight at a time of year where it doesn't even matter?
I'm actually being serious, but I find it very depressing, personally. I just find it very depressing.
But Sean.
It's 4 o'clock. To me, it's more, I hate to use this, it's not a crutch, but it's more mental health for me. I just find it very sad and depressing.
Sean, I don't
disagree.
By the way,
that's a real issue.
Yes, I know.
Seasonal affective disorder.
Right, yes. I don't know, I find myself sadder when it's dark that early.
But I acknowledge that and I agree with you. Like, my least favorite part of winter is not the weather. I like the weather. I like the weather changes. My least favorite part of winter is that it's dark so early. I acknowledge that. But I also acknowledge that if we don't move the clocks, it's going to be pitch black until like 8:30 in the morning. It's more ridiculous.
Evan, you're talking about a bus stop moment that lasts 5 minutes out of an entire day. That's what you're worried about?
Yeah, you want it's also when you wake up and it's just dark outside until almost 9:00. Think about that.
Would it go that far? 9? I mean, we're about 1 hour.
It's like 8:15, 8:20 or something. It's still dark.
Look at sunrise times in mid-December, and you'll see if you change the hour to it, it's now getting light very late, which I think makes it more difficult to wake up. I mean, think right now, because we haven't switched the clocks yet. Think about when sunrise is. It's well after 7 o'clock. Now, that may not affect a guy like Loogie who sleeps till 10 a.m.
Yeah,
but when you're waking up with your kids, don't you find it more difficult to even wake them up when it's pitch black outside?
Depends on your kid.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
With my younger daughter, 100%. With Brooklyn, she's awake whenever she, I don't know, her internal clock wakes her up at 5:30. It doesn't even matter.
She's incredible in that regard, yes.
And it gets ready and gets dressed and makes breakfast all by herself.
Oh, it sucks. What we're about to do sucks. I understand that. Moving the clocks, it's also weird. But I'm telling you, I just don't think there's a better solution.
Dude, when we leave this game, if this game goes to overtime Sunday, it is dark walking out of MetLife Stadium at a 1 o'clock game. Think
I understand
about that.
I understand.
Oh, God.
Well, at least you get an extra hour sleep on Saturday night.
It's going to be 4:40. I'm going to be drooling out of Wawa. It's pitch blackout.
You're right. By the way, the kid who has invested the money, it's $2,300 to have a plane fly ahead of MetLife Stadium. And so real quick on the backstory, this was supposed to fly over MetLife Stadium before the game that Jackson Dart was making his NFL debut or first start in the NFL against the Chargers. And it didn't get canceled because of the timing, that it looked bad to do it. It got canceled because the weather wasn't good.
Right.
So the kid pushed it off until the next available afternoon game at MetLife Stadium, which happens to be Sunday. And the message is, Mr. Mara, please clean house. And it ended up costing $2,300. And I even give this kid even more credit. It's not his money. He raised it with a GoFundMe account. So now we've got a kid who basically started his own business. I got to hand it to him.
Right.
Two things. I'm still not buying the weather thing. It was the nicest game of the year was the Charger game. There wasn't even wind, so I don't understand how that was canceled because of weather.
That's very true.
Also, and I'm not breaking news. It's been out there through the Giant podcast world. There is going to be a positive message plane being flown on Sunday as well.
Oh, I didn't know that. This is breaking news to me. So what is the positive message going to say?
I don't know what the positive message is going to be. There's a certain person by the name of rhymes with Schmabi Schminner who is putting out a positive message on Sunday that will fly over the tailgate scene.
Who's Schmabi Schminner? Is that like a person?
It rhymes with that. Whatever. Bobby Skinner's planning one.
Bobby Skinner hosts a very popular Giant podcast.
He is. Giants Nation Pod. And he's hinted at that in the podcast.
I heard that the Giants Nation Pod is the most popular Giants podcast in the podcast sphere.
Well, would you like to refute that, Sean?
Depends where you deem popularity. I mean, Spotify, it's talking Giants. I don't know. Depends where you're coming in.
So I do have to question both of you guys on something, because both of you yesterday, and it was late in the show, so if you may have missed it, you could always download the Evan and Tiki podcast. Sometimes we podcast the 6 o'clock hour, sometimes we don't. So it's like a box of candy. You never know. But when I brought this story up, both of you guys didn't like the idea of a plane going overhead. Do you like a positive plane going overhead, or is it kind of the same waste of money?
It's kind of the same waste of money.
It's a waste of money.
You
ask me.
There you go. I respect that. Both of you guys are like, you know what? I agree with the message, but it's still stupid.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Who's seeing it? Like, who's going to actually see it? How long is this plane flying over? Is it like 18 passes? Is it two?
Yeah.
What are we talking about here?
If I'm dropping
a good portion of people are not going to see it.
And Tiki also said something yesterday that stuck with me, I think more than anything else that was said on the show, and he's so right. We all go to the beach during the summer. Has anybody once purchased a product or done something with one of these planes flying by? So what does it really accomplish?
Right. You look at it and you're like, oh, there's a plane. I hope it doesn't crash into the ocean.
Exactly.
What's it pulling? I don't care.
Exactly.
I do find myself very curious. Like, the negative message is, hey, Mr. Mara, please clean house. Okay, it's like half the callers to WFAN, fine. What is the positive message going to say? Like, that's what I'm curious about. Is it a simple go big blue?
Yeah,
like,
thanks
what would
for
it
Jackson,
be?
Something like that?
Yeah. You think that's what it is?
I honestly don't know. I'm just trying to think of what a positive message. He's being very tight-lipped. I don't know.
Can you ask him? Oh, he won't tell you if he asks
him? He will
him?
Not. He wants it to be a surprise on Sunday.
Mm. Oh, it's a surprise.
Once a Giant fan, always a Giant fan.
I like that.
It's like a gimmick to run a positive one. I get
right.
it. I
like that one. Like, something positive about the fandom.
Yes. Start Dart.
Tommy,
sorry, you already did that.
Bobby's already
so
making
should
a
have
lot
done that.
Bobby's already making some scratch. You better send me some royalty checks if that's what it's on.
See, Tommy, that's the biggest mistake, man.
I know. You know what, though, Ev? Can I just be honest with you?
Yes.
I'm annoyed at Brian Daboll. Why? Because, Teak, he didn't. I had this all planned out like a wrestling angle. I didn't think he'd go to Dart in week four.
I
had all these steps that I was planning, including potentially something like that at MetLife Stadium, and they go to Dart. Like, the sign was good, first of all, and then I was going to move on to something bigger and better. And they took it from me. They ruined it.
And the worst part is, Tommy, and you know this is true, I would have funded that plane for you, bro.
I know. Oh, okay. Well, because it's show-related. It's great publicity for the show.
Yes,
that's, I would have... Evan, that's
look, I'm happy that Dart's starting, but for the whatever you want to call it, you want to say a bit for the bit, they ruined it.
No, Evan just ruined a bit. I'm angry that he just said he would have paid for it, because my next question is going to be, Tommy, you won't even pay for a McDonald's hamburger. How the hell were you funding anything?
No, he would have asked Uncle Evan, and I would have helped him out on
that. I'm not rolling out two G's for this. No way.
I mean, Sean, I'm taking you to the Giant game tomorrow. Like, I mean, sometimes I do.
Do not do that. I'm very thankful that you are taking me to the Giant and paying for the ticket. Don't make me out to be the charity case Tommy is. You know I reach into my pocket.
I'm not a charity case. What are you? What are we? You see a cup full of pencils here? See an eye dog? I'm not a charity case. I'm not playing a guitar at Penn Station.
You know, Evan, you know I always reach into my pocket. Do not group us in the same.
Nah, Sean is very aggressive at reaching into his pocket. He's right. By the way, ice cream. I don't care how cold it is. Get me some ice cream up there, okay, bud?
That will do. That will
Thank you very much. All right, let's go to your phone calls. Tom is on Long Island. What's going on today, Tommy?
Evan, Tiki, how you guys doing?
Good, man. What's up?
Good. So, Evan, I got a question about the NFL app.
Yes.
Is that app free?
Yes, completely free.
Okay. Second part, do you know, I don't know how far you dove into it, but is it just for the nationally televised game or is it regional as well?
Believe it or not, it's the local games too. See, the only thing I haven't dove into, which I'm going to, is the YouTube package. So the reason I found it is, and I may have told you about this, Tiki, a year ago. I was watching a football game, and somehow on my tablet, it gave me a version of the game in which each defensive lineman and each offensive lineman and each corner, each safety, the name would pop up. And I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. Like,
oh, really?
I haven't memorized the rosters of every team. Like, I would love to consume an NFL game that way. Now, I acknowledge most people wouldn't because it would be too wordy. But as a geek like myself, and I could already tell by Tiki's reaction, he's right. Like, me too.
That's actually interesting.
So
it's almost because we have that option.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
When you're in a broadcast booth, you can do that.
Right.
But you rarely see it. You only use it to see one person. Like, you do identify one player. So you can highlight that one player. But to watch
right.
all of it, that'd actually kind of be cool.
All of it. And it was one game. And it's like my holy grail. So I keep looking for it. Like, where was that? Where did I see that? And so I went back to the NFL app during one of the games last weekend in which I said, I hope I can find it. And I was actually able to watch the Jets and the Giants by logging in with my local cable provider, right? And so I got the local games. And then I watched Monday Night Football by logging in with my provider from ESPN. Same thing with NBC. I logged in with my Peacock provider. So I've done it all where all the games are there. The only thing I'm not sure about is the YouTube package, the NFL ticket package, which I'll experiment over the weekend. And even though it's still costing us the same money, don't hear me wrong, I'm not saving anybody any money. It's more the convenience of every game being in one place as opposed to have to going to 15 different apps.
Right. That's what makes the NFL app easy when you, according to what Evan is pointing out. But again, just like as Sean pointed out, if you know exactly where you're going, it's an unnecessary extra step.
It can be, but a one-stop shop is always more convenient.
True.
Chris is in Bayshore. What's up, Chris?
Yeah, hey guys, you guys are on fire today. A lot of fun. And listen, I hope you have a blast at the game on Sunday, and I'm looking forward to some serious shenanigans that's going to go on. But seriously, I called you a couple of weeks ago about Derek Shelton, and you guys kind of, in fairness, I know I said it for the Yankees, but the Twins are, he's a good baseball guy. I mean,
Chris, you just said it yourself. There's a huge difference between the New York Yankees firing Aaron Boone and hiring Derek Shelton versus the Minnesota Twins hiring Derek Shelton. I mean,
no, I understand
like Yankee
that,
fans would have lost their minds if they fired Boone for a guy whose career record is a billion games under 500. No offense to Shelton.
I understand that. I'm just pointing out the fact that sometimes, you know, whatever motivates these guys to hire the guys they did, and he's kind of an outlier because everybody's hiring these young guys nobody really ever heard of. But the reason I'm calling was more Dayball related. I agree with you 100%. I think this Sunday is a real good indicator of which way they're going. But I also think it'd be hard pressed unless he really runs, you know, a good streak the rest of the way, making a case for it. But I think overall, you have to take into account what's going on with John Mara and his illness and the team in general and his thoughts about what you guys mentioned earlier about not upsetting the card again. I think those things will probably be what keeps him more than anything else.
Yeah, but I still, it's going to come back to the same thing. He's got to win, and this team has to be able to fight through what this adversity that they're having right now, because in the last couple of seasons, they've had similar adversities with injuries, and they've just fell apart and become uncompetitive, and it's not watchable football. That can't happen again. And winning is paramount for this team. And can they win some of these games? Sure. But they can't lose them by like stupid mistakes, bad coaching decisions, and just an ineptitude that felt like was starting to take over. Last year, that can't creep its head back into this Giants team anymore.
Here are the facts, and it's tough to wrap your head around when I first looked this up a couple of weeks ago, but it is true. I needed to double check it multiple times to make sure it was true. If the New York Giants have a losing season, and right now it seems that that's the likeliest scenario when you're 2-6.
Yeah.
The only way they don't have a losing season is if they finish the season with a record of 7-2, if my math is correct. That right. would finish them at 9-8, okay? If they finish with a losing season, Brian Daboll would attempt to be the first coach in the history of the New York Football Giants to get a fourth year or a fourth consecutive year after three straight losing seasons. Never before have the Giants retained a head coach after three straight losing seasons.
Right.
It has never happened. And if you want to even incorporate the pathetic New York Jets franchise, they've done it once, and the one guy they allowed to stay after three straight losing seasons is Hall of Famer Weeb Eubank. Mm. So it takes
a completely different era.
completely different era and a guy with a completely different resume.
Right.
Like, so just keep that in perspective.
By the way, that's most organizations too.
Yeah.
Well, the Falcons were that way with Arthur Blank. Most organizations are that way.
I would love, and I believe it or not, as much as people may laugh and say, oh, it's true, Evan, just do it. As much time as people think I do have to do weird research, I can't look up every NFL team just to see how many teams have done it. But I did the Giants and the Jets.
I'm a loser. Point,
which is that it's rare. It doesn't mean it can't happen. It just means he would be defying the logic of history.
Well, you know what's interesting, Evan, as you say this, I think he can defy the logic and not have a winning season. If they go 7-10, so winning five of the next nine games, or eight and nine, forget being over 500. If he gets to seven wins, I think he keeps his job.
I agree with you.
It's crazy.
I think he can defy it.
That's three straight losing seasons in a row. But I think that would mean winning five of the next nine is that you're trending the right way.
Correct.
And I think that's, to our last caller's point, kind of, it's not stabilizing, but at least it gives you the perception that things are somewhat stable here and that the jumping off point has risen from where it was a year ago.
When I first brought this stat up, it was actually longer ago than I realized. It was in August. It was before the season started. And I remember Sean's response to it was, what if? And the what if he laid out is kind of what you just described to
right.
me. Like, they get off to a bad start. They don't win games with Russ. Jackson Dart gets inserted. And then they win a bunch of games, and Dart looks promising. And I even admitted, I was like, you're right. You just laid out a scenario where Brian Daboll can defy that logic, that stat that I just pointed out. And I think you're right. I think seven wins or 8-9, especially with the start they got off to, would probably lend him to come back for another.
The problem is getting to seven wins is not going to be easy.
Right.
You know what I mean? Getting eight is going to be really hard.
As we sit here today on Halloween 2025, it's very tough to imagine that happening.
Of course. And it's not even, most of it, honestly, is not because of Dave's direct charge, which is the offense. I can see them scoring 25 to 30 points a game. I can't see them holding opponents to less than that.
Yeah.
Like, their defense has all of a sudden become like the massive question mark, the huge doubt of this team. And I didn't think I'd be saying that after four or five weeks of this year. They look like part of the strength just because of how much they were evolving, and Abdul Carter and Brian Burns was in conversations as defensive player of the year after they won those two games. And now I don't trust this defense for anything.
You're right. Let's go to Andrew in Sterling, New Jersey. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, fellas. How are you today? Hey.
What's up?
Before I get to my point, you guys are great entertainment in the afternoon for me every day, so I appreciate you.
Thank you.
The daylight savings time. There was a winter. I'm an older guy. I think it was during the Nixon administration that they did not do the daylight savings. I don't remember the reason why. Maybe you could look it up. But it was brutal in the morning. It was like, 8 o'clock. And it's pitch dark outside. It was not worth the trade.
That's what people don't understand. Like, it's very simplistic, and I get it, because Sean laid it out, and we all agree with him. It's depressing that it gets dark early. That is the headline, and we all agree. Very few people would disagree with it. But if you manipulate that, we're not getting more sun, bro. It's not like we've created this invention where we're going to squeeze out more sun for the state of New York and the state of New Jersey. Though that would be cool if we could pull that off. So we're just divvying it up in a different place. And so, sure, it's light at 5:30. Great. Let's have a party when it's 25 degrees out. But now we're losing the hour in the morning in which you're trying to wake your ass up and take your kids to school. That's the problem.
So there was no daylight savings times in years when it was repealed. So it was repealed in 1919.
Wow.
1945. That was World War I and World War II. Mm-hmm. And then temporarily in 1974.
Interesting.
Also, am I wrong, but what we just are currently living in,
and it was because of the oil crisis in 1973. Mm-hmm. That's why they briefly temporarily repealed it in 1974.
Gotcha.
Aren't we getting out of daylight savings now, right? Aren't we currently
yes.
in? That's the other way we have to phrase it, too.
Well, that's the other controversy. Like, if you want to get rid of moving the clocks because it's inconvenient, even though it's not anymore because it's all freaking digital, we then need to agree, is it daylight savings or is it standard time, I think it's called. Right. And we are, you're right, Sean, at least I think you're right, we're going from daylight savings to standard time. Right. And we need the standard time. I think if we keep the standard time, then we won't have this issue. Like, even in the summer, it won't stay late as long. But you know what? Like, I know, like, you like to go outside and party late night in the summer. Does it freaking matter if it's sunny or not?
It does.
If it's, if it's 85 degrees, what the hell's the difference?
Because not every night is 85 degrees in the summer, to be fair. And I'm telling you right now, when you have a pool in your suburban backyard, little 8:30, the sun's still out. There's something to that, Evan. There is something to that that can't be replaced.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% fan cash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.